I'm going to go ahead and get it started here, and let me do a little housekeeping first. If you would, mute yourselves out by hitting either your mute button on your phone or star 6, and at the end we may open it up back up for a comment or two. But we're going to have a fairly short call tonight. We're not going to draw out, but get started with tonight's health professional call. My name is Dr. Russell Thomas, and I am privileged to be this year's chairman of the Biomedics Health Professional Council, otherwise known as the HPC. For those of you on the line here that may be new to biomedics or maybe even just looking at biomedics for the first time, I want to take a minute to just welcome you to the call and thank you for taking time out of your busy schedules to be with us tonight on the call. If you don't already know, biomedics is the premier manufacturer and distributor of advanced liquid nutritional supplements in the entire country. Biomedics has been around since 1993, helping people in two primary areas, their health and their wealth. The HPC was created to advise the company regarding its state-of-the-art products, and our even bigger task is from time to time to educate distributors about these incredible supplements and how to use them properly. The HPC is comprised of a group of healthcare professionals from across the country from various backgrounds, including pediatric medicine, bariatric medicine, nutrition, pharmacy, science, chiropractic medicine, and of course myself. My background is in clinical psychology. What we like to do is have a couple of these calls throughout the course of the year to address the use of the products in various health issues, various areas of our body's functioning, so that our consumers can obtain maximum benefit from the products. These products form the basis of an incredible opportunity to generate wealth and financial security in your life, but without these products, there is no business opportunity. So before we get started on tonight's topic, I want to say just a few words about how I became part of biomedics. About 5 years ago, in fact, it was 5 years ago this month, my good friend and colleague on the call with me here tonight, Dr. Fourquette, introduced us to biomedics. And to make a long story short, it was a huge, huge difference in my life. I was fairly healthy, but I had a few things going on. I didn't sleep very well at night. And when I started taking these products, I started sleeping better. I didn't function very well at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. You did not want to come to see me for therapy at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. In fact, I even got to where I would not schedule appointments between 1:30 and about 3 because I couldn't stay awake. And immediately after I got on the products, that stopped. I had been on blood pressure medicine for 17 years. I have been off now for 4 years, maybe 5 now. And all of last year, I had my first normal blood pressure readings of my entire adult life. I had a knee that had been swelling up on me if I ran more than about twice a week. And it had been doing that for about 8 years. And when I started using the product for joint care, that stopped and has not been a problem for over 4 years now. I also had some back problems that over the course of about 30 to 60 days, that stopped. And if I'm without these products for a few days, it's like somebody sticking an ice pick in my back. So I personally have benefited tremendously from these products, and I could go on and on, as many of you could, about results that you've seen in the family and friends around you and people that you've shared these products with. I actually shared some of these products with patients, some of my patients as well, and freely suggest them to many of my patients now. And before I go any further, and sort of since I'm in that vein of talking about patients, I need to say that biomedics products have not been evaluated, as no supplement has, by the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration. And these products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any type of disease. But having said that, I'll also add that I've personally coached over 4 dozen parents who had ADHD children, and many of those children have been able to function incredibly well free of medication. I can't ever promise that, but I sure have seen it happen, as many of you have as well. One final word before we get into tonight's topic. Why am I so confident in Biomedics products? Why would I recommend them to my patients, to my friends, my next-door neighbor, and why would I recommend them over any other supplement in the marketplace? I mean, let's face it, everybody and their brother out there have a vitamin these days. One time I plugged in vitamin into my search engine and on the internet and came up with over 4 million websites for vitamins. Why would my wife and I care enough about these products that we became distributors and became active distributors sharing these products with other people? And the answer lies in the superior delivery mechanism. You know, we've always heard you are what you eat, and as all of us in Biomedics know, that's absolutely not true. It's what you absorb. And Biomedics has a specially formulated liquid supplement that is uses a patented process called imisol micellization. And this process allows for a full 90 to 95% absorption rate of fat-soluble nutrients, while other forms, such as pills, are simply left in the dust with an approximate 20% absorption rate. So you think about that, and I kind of submit to your basic intelligence here. Would you rather take something that you got 20% of or 95% of? It's kind of like if you went to a steakhouse and you were only allowed to eat 20% of that nice, juicy steak while your spouse sitting across to you got to eat 95% of his or hers. That's the difference that Biomedics brings to the marketplace. That's why these products work. That's why numerous of those 4 dozen attention deficit kids who were already using pill form and did not get results got results when they switched to the Biomedics products. So, having said all that, let's get to tonight's call. We try to pay attention on the HPC to what questions people are asking, what people are talking about on the BioLoop. And we've noticed, you know, the one common discussion thread centers on the use of products with children. You know, people want to know, is it safe? What dose should I use? And what does my son, who's having trouble staying focused, what does he need? What does he need to take? And one of my favorites is, how do I get my child to take it? So joining me on the call tonight is my colleague and good friend, Dr. Peter Fourquette. And, of course, Dr. Fourquette's no stranger to the Biomedics family. He served for 3 years as the chair of the HPC. He is a scientist and a researcher at North Carolina State University in Raleigh, North Carolina, where he enjoys a distinguished career in research in the field of nutrition. He's authored too many articles for me to count, won prestigious awards in his field, and takes a backseat to no one in the world, literally no one in the world, when it comes to understanding what our bodies need to run effectively and efficiently. So I've asked Dr. Fourquette to speak to us a few minutes here about the nutritional needs of school-age children, as well as address some of those issues about safety and dosing. So now I'm going to turn the call over to Dr. Fourquette. Are you there, Dr. Fourquette?
I sure am. Thank you, Dr. Thomas. And ladies and gentlemen, it's really good to join in this call and just to just talk frankly about the importance of nutrition for our children. You know, when we get back to school, there's a lot of things that happen in families. You know, things get busy, and kids get ready for school. They're really, really active in trying to do their homework, school activities. There are social activities added on top of that. Kids are playing. They're getting together with other kids and passing viruses back and forth. It is a really tough time, not only for the kids, but also for parents. And you know, when that happens, people just don't eat a balanced diet. When you get real busy, sometimes it's just easier to stop by a McDonald's or some fast food place and you chug something down or eat something really quickly and you get to the ball game or something like that. Or you're at the ball game right now in the fall, there's lots of football games going on, and what are you eating at these football games? Tacos, you're eating hot dogs or whatever, and you know, this is the epitome of an unhealthy diet. And when that happens, children, more than any other kind of people group are really those, that class of group of people that need good balanced nutrition, because they're actively growing. This is a time where nutrition can definitely impact the rest of their life. And a lot of the things, the habits of eating and things like that, are set when kids are young. So if we don't give these kids a good balanced diet, teach them how to eat a balanced diet, and give them good lessons and of what to take and what's good for their bodies, they're not going to learn it, and they'll struggle for the rest of their lives in terms of just being healthy at eating. And I encourage everybody to really pay attention to your children and making sure they're getting a balanced diet. There's a few good websites I encourage you to go to. One is the website for the USDA Agricultural Research Service. It's the Children's Nutrition Research Center. Okay, if you do a Google for the Children's Nutrition Research Center, the website is Kids Nutrition, that's all one word, kidsnutrition.org, and that represents, has a really good calculators on there for determining what your child needs nutritionally, gives you balanced nutrition ideas. So if you just kind of look around there, there's lots of very good information about how to balance a diet. Another good website is Keep Kids Healthy. Okay, that's one, all one word, keepkidshealthy.com. And there are lots of links to countless articles, lots of good information there about kids' nutrition. So I want all of you at your homework to go take a look at those two websites, bookmark, because if you've got something about good nutrition for children, that's the place to go. Now, let's get down to some basic nutrition. You know, even though we spend, or your children, you spend a lot of effort trying to get them to eat a balanced diet, even the foods that you pick, sometimes you can't really count that the nutrients are there. And because of that, everybody needs to be on supplements. And a good multivitamin supplement that is well balanced with the daily recommended allowances for vitamins as well as minerals and trace minerals. And very often these vitamins and minerals are not adequate in many of our diets. And children, because they are growing so quickly and have a fairly high metabolic need because of their activity, require these nutrients even more. Now, Biofuel is the multivitamin product that is produced by Biomedics, and it is a very complete vitamins. It contains all the essential vitamins and the minerals. It supports active lifestyles, and kids are definitely active. If they're not, they're just going to get fat. And it's complete with nutrition, contains antioxidants, which are very important for kids that are active. And it's necessary for all the high demands that's placed on the bodies for children as well as adults. So this is one product that I highly recommend that is a daily requirement that's needed. Now, how much do you take or give to your child? You know, I have a rule of thumb that about for every mil of biofuel should be given per 10 pounds of body weight. So that doesn't mean that you can give, you probably give more or less, but that's kind of like a minimum of what you should be giving. So for instance, a teaspoon, for instance, contains 5 mils. Well, that's for a 50-pound child. And so that would be the minimum for a 50-pound child is 1 teaspoon. But what's really important to notice is that most of the biomedic supplements are food. So, you know, it's safe up to several times the recommended dose. What I'm recommending here is 1 mil per 10 pounds is the minimum that's required. And so you can, it's safe, everything from small babies all the way up to, you know, kids who are 99 years old could all benefit from biofuel. It's mycelized, so that means it's highly absorbable, And because of that, it's formulated to not have any overages. What I mean by that is that a lot of other supplements on the market have to over-fortify certain vitamins to assure that they're going to be absorbed. And this is where nutritional supplements can be unsafe, is that they're formulated with too high levels just because they're trying to compensate for poor absorption, because they're either in a pill form or they're using a form that is not digested very well. That's not a risk that we will have to worry about with the biomedic supplements, including biofuel. So, Russell, that's it for the main one for biofuel. Would you like me to talk about some of the other products that I would recommend for children?
Well, one thing, with going back to school, one thing we get concerned with our kids is there's a lot of germs floating around in the classroom. And kids come home with sniffles and sore throats and fevers and everything. And could you talk a minute or two about the immune system of children and what would be helpful for that?
Yeah, the immune system in children is actually very sensitive. Especially young children, the immune system is still developing. And very often when kids are not getting a very well-balanced diet, or sometimes they are not exposed to the right kinds of what I call antigens that are safe antigens, they later develop things like allergies and things where they have low resistance to immunity because their antibodies have not developed properly, etc. And so the very most important to assure the development of a good immune system is making sure that the children are getting a multivitamin, especially vitamin D, calcium, etc. So I can kind of go through some of the supplements really briefly. Of course, you got the biofuel, the B vitamins that you can find in Get Going Plus, and Russell, you'll probably touch on that one too, because it has some special implications for kids who with attention deficit disorder. The Aloe Plus is very rich in vitamin C, and it's a natural anti-inflammatory agent, so it really helps with the intestinal mucosal immunity. And there are glucomannans, etc., that are in the Aloe Plus, which really helps develop, gut immunity. And really, that's the part where, children who have multiple problems with allergies, they tend to be the children who've been on several rounds of antibiotics, and it just totally annihilates the intestinal microflora, and it needs to be repopulated. And Aloe Plus is one that helps, important for intestinal health. And then CalMag is really important. Vitamin D, we're finding more and more that's absolutely essential for development of the immune system, as well as calcium and magnesium and zinc. And you'll find all those things in CalMag, and I recommend children take that every night as well. And then, Russell, I want to talk about one other one that is one of my favorites, and that's called BioImmune. Children are, whenever you put a bunch of children together, what do you get? You get kids passing viruses around, or sniffles, or bacteria, or something like that. And actually, you might think that's a bad thing, but it's a good thing, because without the antigens, bacteria that are in the environment and they're not challenged, those kids are not going to develop a good immune system, because these kids have to develop a defense mechanism against it. But if they're not getting proper vitamins and minerals, their ability to deal with these viruses and antigens are compromised. And BioImmune is specifically formulated to really enhance and promote a good balanced immune system, and it's rich with some very unique botanical extracts and essential nutrients, including vitamin C, but it has echinacea and zinc and a whole lot of other kinds of extracts that really support the development of the immune system. For example, we'll know that echinacea, it really stimulates the white blood cells to fight off infections, and it has some anti-inflammatory properties and antiviral properties. And what I would recommend is to give your children who are going to school, you know, like 3 days on or 4 days with taking bioimmune. So, for instance, you can take Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday in the morning or at night. You can put it in the CalMag if you like. And then take the weekend off. And that's what I would recommend, to cycle. And that's enough to really help the children to get these essential extracts that really help stimulate their T cell function. Echinacea also affects interferon production, and that's something that really helps fight viruses. And that's the biggest problem, colds and flus, especially this coming season, that some bioimmune can really help. Ruffle, I've been taking bioimmune, my wife and I, for at least 6 years now. And I have to tell you, in the honest truth, I haven't had a cold in at least 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Not even a flu. I may have got a sniffle, and then all I do is double up the dose on bioimmune, and it quickly goes away. This is an amazing product for really enhancing the immune system. Now, one of the things you might ask, well, how much do we give? Again, one tablespoon, for instance, is 15 mils. All right? Now, I still recommend to give at least like 1 mil for every pound, 10 pounds, all right? So for a child that's 50 pounds, roughly, that's a teaspoon. You know, a kid that's 100 pounds, it can be 2 teaspoons to maybe a tablespoon. It really depends on the challenges and that child is faced. And I think that's the minimum that would work. It's very safe and quite effective.
Okay, great, great. And all of those big words, they're translated means basically you're really impressed with this, with diabetics.
Well, certainly, you know, when one of the things that got me very interested in biomedics, Dr. Thomas, was I recognize the science and the balance of how these products are formulated, the superior delivery mechanisms or systems that's used, and the safety. And also, having seen the production plant that produces these products, they use over-the-counter certified process. They use FDA protocol to make sure that the products are standardized. And that's really important, Dr. Thomas, because that means that every time you buy Bioimmune, it has exactly the same amount of the active ingredients from these herbal extracts. You can count on it. You can't count on a raw herb that's in a powder form because it hasn't been standardized in terms of its active ingredient. But when you create an extract, you measure those active ingredients, and then you blend these products accordingly, you end up with something that's very consistent. And when it's consistent, that means it's safe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, I can trump you one on your cold. We've got 6 kids, and we have not had a cold in our family for 4 years. The 4 kids living at home, and 2 of us, so 6 of us at home, and we haven't had a cold in 4 years here. So I can I'm with you on the efficacy of the bioimmune. Peter, one more thing I want you to talk about real quick, because a lot of kids in school are involved with athletic programs, and they are, you know, they're running, they're jumping, they're sweating. What would you say real quick about what those kids should be? What in the biomedics product line is going to help those kids?
Well, certainly the products that I kind of already mentioned is really important. The Get Going is really good for those who are very active. genetically involved and they're sweating a lot, because one of the things that happens with the B vitamins is that when they, if they drink a lot and they are very active, they actually burn up or they eliminate more of their B vitamins. So the Get Going as well as the BioAlert, those are two of the products that are really helpful for that. And, you know, the BioAlert has its unique properties for mental focus and concentration and things like that, and the Get Going more for the high activity kinds of things. It's really good for you know, adrenal function and things like that. But then for those kids, sometimes they're active. You might even have a few kids that just don't eat. They're just not good eaters, especially some young kids. And what they really need is protein very often, and of course a good complex carbohydrates. And Biomedics has a product called ProFit Plus. It's a protein-rich product, but it also has a lot of the required vitamins and minerals included. So sometimes if your kids are just not eating right, you know, you can make a ProFit Plus drink, add some whole milk to it, and allow and produce a really good kind of a, you know, milkshake type of thing, and most children really love it. It comes in two flavors, vanilla, and you could add, with the vanilla, you can add raspberries and things like that and make a smoothie out of it, or it comes in chocolate too. And this is a real good product for a snack, an afternoon snack. You know, when kids come home from school, they're hungry, right? And instead of giving them, you know, cookies and potato chips and all that kind of stuff, give them some ProFit Plus, and this will really help them, especially those who are very athletically active, and even those kids that are not that active, but they just have poor eating habits. If they eat a high protein drink, they're less likely to binge on some carbs.
Okay, great. Any last words, or are you have you wrapped it up there?
Pretty well, unless I jump in and
okay. Well, feel free. I'm going to talk about a couple of things that you've already mentioned, and feel free to jump in if you need to. Certainly, with school being back in session, and one of the things that we get concerned about as parents is little Junior or Susie, are they able to stay on task? Are they able to stay focused? Can they concentrate? What's their attention like? And it's particularly in the classroom, are they learning what they need to learn? And are they at a general state of arousal like they need to be in the classroom? You know, we live in a world where it seems like everybody wonders at one time or another whether their child has an attention deficit disorder. And I want to talk just a minute here about attention and what's involved and how to use Biomedics products to obtain maximum results. I'm probably going to refer to ADHD here, and I'm really meaning that on tonight's call just to be a broad category of just attention, because attention is attention, whether someone is diagnosed with an attention deficit disorder or not. The same mechanisms are involved, and you know, just a brief minute about those mechanisms. Your brain is very much involved with your attention and your general state of arousal and being able to stay on task. And as many of you know, I don't want to go down this trail too much here, but those are very much linked to chemicals in your brain that are called neurotransmitters. And when some of those neurotransmitters, like dopamine, for example, start falling off, the mental result of that is sort of a foggy head, having trouble staying on task, just a mental dullness that happens. And that's a very natural process during the course of a day when dopamine levels rise and fall. And this was one of the things that got me involved with Biomedics, because where I come from, I know that almost all the psychiatric meds that I'd seen used for years target dopamine, and other ones too, serotonin, epinephrine, they target those transmitters in the brain. And when I got to looking at this, I realized that every one of those neurotransmitters was built on, guess what? A nutrient. And when I made that connection in my head between nutrition and neurotransmitters, to me, that was what linked me in and kept me in biomedics, because I saw incredible potential for people to manage situations, maybe without the medicine, I don't know, I can't ever make that call, but certainly had a way to enhance their mental functionings without worrying about side effects, bothersome side effects, and those sorts of things. So attention is very much associated with dopamine in the brain. Now, what is dopamine made from? It's made from an amino acid called tyrosine. And one of our best products in biomedics is a product called Get Going that has tyrosine in it. I don't know, Peter, you've been around the whole nutrition thing longer than I have. I haven't really seen another B vitamin complex with tyrosine in it like the Get Going does.
Now, you can find tyrosine out in health food stores. You can find different kinds of B supplements that'll claim mental alertness, but very few puts the tyrosine with the B vitamins. And yeah. I want to give one little thing about this Get Going. You know, to make the dopamine, epinephrine, norepinephrine, and adrenaline, and all those kind of thyroid hormones from tyrosine, it requires certain cofactors, certain kinds of B vitamins, and certain amounts of them. And so what the Get Going is formulated is it has the complement and the formulation of B vitamins that help convert tyrosine into its various metabolites that help energy and neurotransmission. And if we don't get that B vitamin profile correct, you're not going to get as efficient metabolic transfer or conversion of tyrosine to its metabolites. So this is a very unique product. I haven't found anything on the market that actually addresses that.
Yeah, and I haven't found anything on the market that works like this. It is an incredible product, particularly with children with attention issues. Well, adults too, really. And I want to say just a word about dosing with Get Going. As everybody pretty much knows, it comes with a scoop in it, and the general recommendations is for two scoops. If a child or adult, either one, is having difficulty maintaining attention throughout the afternoon, it's okay to go ahead and give another scoop in the early afternoon, or two. I would recommend starting out with one. If that doesn't seem to be enough, go with a second. And just put it in something like orange juice or I have used it myself in the late afternoons in this new Lipton white tea. It's very good in that. So, don't hesitate that if your child seems to be sloughing off a little in the afternoon, to add an extra scoop or two of the Get Going in the early afternoon. Another product that is also very good to help with the alertness is the BioAlert. The choline in there is also linked to various transmitters in the brain that have to do with attention and staying focused, staying on task, and what I like to call staying free from distraction, because a lot of times when you have attention issues, the issue is a child is extremely distractible. You know, the slightest thing will grab their attention. And the BioAlert with the choline is very, very good to maintain that general level of alertness and arousal, mental arousal, to stay focused and not be distracted by various stimuli that are coming from around the classroom and that sort of thing. Another issue with school and getting back in school is obviously sleep. A child who is not sleeping, an adult who's not sleeping, obviously is not going to be at top mental capacity. And We have two products that we recommend strongly. Peter mentioned the CalMag earlier. That is a product that is best taken at night along with BioNite. BioNite is a melatonin product, which is what your brain secretes. It tells you it's time to go to sleep. So those two products in conjunction, I like to think of the BioNite as something that helps you fall asleep, and the CalMag is something that helps you get a very restful night's sleep. I am batting about 1,000 on that one with attention deficit kids. Particularly ADHD, one of the hallmarks is very, very restless, fitful sleep. And one of the key questions to ask somebody is, what does the bed look like when they wake up in the morning? And I can't tell you how many parents have answered the first question, well, they fall asleep fine, or they fall asleep within a reasonable amount of time. What's the bed look like? Oh, they start cracking up. I even had one lady say, oh, my daughter was in the closet one morning when we got up. She was in the closet asleep upside down. And that's the honest truth. And almost 100% of those kids who started the CalMag slept through the night the first night. I had one lady, had a 7-year-old son with an attention problem, who told me very first night, she said, this is the first night this child has ever slept through the night. I don't care if we don't get any other result, we're sticking with this stuff. So it's a very, very strong product to help with sleep, both of those products, the CalMag and BioNite. Now, I want to say one quick word. Dr. Forkett mentioned allergies. There is a lot of correlational data that links allergies with attention deficits. Now, some people tried to take that to an extreme about 10 years ago and say that allergies caused ADHD and those conditions, and that really never was well documented at all. However, there are a large percentage, what we can say is there are a large percentage of kids with attention problems who also have allergies. And that, again, we have one of the strongest products in the biomedics product line called Allo Plus. As Dr. Forkett mentioned, it's an anti-inflammatory. I probably have the area of North Carolina I live in is particularly susceptible to allergies and kids with allergies. I can't even count the number of kids that one of their first responses on biomedics was that the parents reported that their allergies calmed down. So it's a very strong product to help with the allergies. Now, I'm going to close this call, but I want to talk about one final thing. I mentioned that one of the bigger questions has to do with compliance. If people haven't noticed, you know, sometimes kids aren't exactly on the same page with us about taking vitamins, taking supplements. And I think that's just because they're kids. You know, the kids just need to protest a little here and there. And so sometimes that comes out when we try to get them to take biomedics. I can tell you this. I have an incredible amount of confidence when I share these products with parents who have kids with attention problems. And in fact, I'll even go as far to say that I have never seen them fail with a child with attention problems. Never. 100%. Except when there was no compliance. And I've always been baffled by that because, you know, I do, especially when there's an attention issue involved, I do some pretty meticulous follow-up with those people. And I document, you know, what they're telling me. And 100% of the time, they will have some result very, very quickly. It might be the sleep, might be the allergies, it might be some improvement in being able to stay on task. And then those people later stop taking the products. And when I follow up to find out why, I would say probably 95% of the time, it's because little Junior didn't want to take it. And I've always been baffled by that. And I was thinking, now wait a minute, you told me week one that he was sleeping, his allergies calmed down, he got through two modules of school, and So he doesn't want to take them, and you stop giving them to him. Now, what's wrong with this picture? Well, I'm a parent too, so I know what's wrong. It's tough when a child is protesting and saying, oh, I don't want to take that, and that sort of thing. So I want to give real quick just five little ways to improve or generate compliance. The first one is just try to explain the benefits. Now, you know, I understand that's so simplistic that it probably it seems ridiculous. But always explaining, positive is always better than negative with a child. And explaining what they're going to get out of it. It's like anything else. What are you going to get out of this? Explain it. Now, the younger the child, probably the more that isn't quite as effective. You know, with a teenager, sometimes you can appeal to some sense of logic and explain the benefits of why they're doing this. Second thing is, find out why they don't want to do it. Sometimes it's a matter of taste. I've had kids put this in orange juice, apple juice, grape juice, cranberry juice. I've even had autistic kids who absolutely protested these products, who found some weird taste that they could take it in. One guy had put it in Dr. Pepper. I can't imagine that this would taste good in Dr. Pepper, but we got the compliance, so who cares? Some have put it in Coke. You know, I don't necessarily recommend putting it in soft drinks, but sometimes in those cases, you know, that those were sort of extreme cases. But try different tastes and see if that improves compliance. Third, drink it with them. I actually have a rule of thumb now that I will not start working with parents with their attention deficit children unless one parent agrees to take it with their child. And why do I do that? Number one, it improves compliance. And why? Because most kids are aware that they're taking a medicine for some mental disorder. And mental disorder, I mean, because it's straightening out chemistry in their brain to take that medicine. So they are very much aware of their differences and feeling a little bit stigmatized by that, the fact that they take medicine, and in most cases, medicine that makes them feel a little bit zombied, and maybe other people notice it, maybe even they get teased about that. And so when they get approached with biomedics, their knee-jerk reaction is to equate this with taking a medicine, so psychologically they're already resisting. And if mom or dad is taking it with them, two wonderful things happen. Number one, the stigma's gone because mom's doing this too, or dad's doing this too. The second thing that happens is often mom and dad get a result too. Right, Chuck Hires? And mom and dad get a result too, and then they're much better able to cheerlead and coach their children to take it, and it reduces the stigmatism. Fourth thing, link taking the biomedics with some reward. My 7-year-old loves biomedics, but in the last few months, for some reason, he's got to where he just, I don't know if he just feeling his oats or whatever, but he's protested, particularly the Bioimmune a little bit. And what we've done is just link it to various things, you know, maybe a certain lunch that he likes or a TV show, you know, something that he enjoys, he gets to do after he takes the biomedics. And these, again, I know these are pretty simple things. I hope they help in some way. Last, number five way to improve compliance, pull rank. And let me just sort of throw this out there rather bluntly and frankly. We're the parents. We don't let our children run out in the road because we know that's dangerous. They may not recognize that, but we do. We recognize the benefit of these products. We recognize what it does for them. They may not recognize that. I put this last because it's kind of a last resort. You don't want to go around flexing your muscles all the time with your children. But there is a time and place, and you have the right to do it as a parent, to say, just because, Junior. That's why. Just because. Just because I said so. And at that point, the world stops until they take it. You know, my 7-year-old loves SpongeBob SquarePants. I'm sorry, there's no SpongeBob SquarePants until that Bioimmune gets drank down. So there is a place for that. I don't recommend it as a first line. I'd definitely try the other four first. But it is obviously, if they don't take it, this stuff isn't going to help anybody. So we want to do things that improves compliance. with that, I'm going to... why don't we open up the line here? We've kind of gone a little bit longer. Maybe one comment from somebody out there, question maybe.
Dr. Thomas.
Yes.
Norris Privet.
Yes.
Comment. Great call from Dr. Paquette and you too. I've dealt with a lot of ADD people myself. I'm not a doctor, clinical psychologist, and I tell them that, the parents, talk to the parents. Compliance is the biggest thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you hit it, I can't say it any better. A lot of times I will not, when I get a call from a parent about ADD or something, I'll require them to take for 30 days
mm-hmm.
a program, just like you're talking about, with
mm-hmm.
And it almost always works as far as the kid taking it when one of the parents
yep.
drink a program. So I know you said that, but I just wanted to give you a second on that.
Yes,
sure. And, you know, I wouldn't say I wouldn't recommend a program for just the kid and not parents, but 95% or higher, I don't.
Yeah.
Not unless the parents take it. So that's important. And this is a great call. We needed this call, and I'm sure a lot of people on this line has never heard this call. No. And it was a great call. Great information from both of you.
Thank you, Norris. And I really appreciate the validation there, and that somebody else has had the same experience that I have with that in terms of in compliance and increasing compliance.
Many times.
Dr. Thomas.
Yes.
My name is Angie Norris, and I'm a fairly new distributor. Just got signed up back in August.
Uh-huh.
And my son, Eric Norris, who joined us on the call as well out in Iowa, just also recently signed up last week as a distributor, just got his products today.
Mm-hmm.
He has a child, and Eric, you're on the call, aren't you? He has a child that his wife was questioning whether or not she could take the Bioimmune. She has a 5-year-old daughter that has ITP.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to try to pronounce that. Idiopathic thrombo something.
Uh-huh.
Are you familiar with that?
I'm not, no.
It's an autoimmune disease
okay.
where their body attacks otherwise normal organs. They make too much. It attacks their platelets.
Mm-hmm.
And so his wife was concerned about introducing something into her body that might, in other words, she has an overactive immune system.
Yes.
She's never sick.
Here's what I would say about that. Have them take the product to the doctor who's treating that condition
okay.
and ask a question. Not, do you recommend this, because no doctor's going to recommend it. But the question is there anything in this that will interfere, either make this condition worse or interfere with any medications that you're given? Is this okay to take? And let the doctor look at it and, because I don't know, we don't know, what's being done to treat those conditions, but whoever is treating them will be very much aware of that and would be able to say whether or not this would be a safe thing for them to do.
Okay. Specifically, the reason we recommended that he give her the product is because of a testimonial we heard about another distributor that was taking that product that helped got rid of warts.
Uh-huh.
She has a lot of warts on her body, so that's why we recommended that product to them.
Yeah.
But any other product, the biofuel, none of that would hurt her.
Yeah, can I just add in a little bit there?
Yes.
That the Bioimmune does is it's really it's an anti-inflammatory property, and it boosts the humoral immune response. And a lot of the autoimmune are inflammatory problems. So the child's immune system is just out of balance. So many, many times that will correct it. And I agree with Dr. Thomas that to say, here are some of the things in this, and ask the doctor about, if there's anything in it that would be of concern. But when it comes to, like, the multivitamins, like the biofuel, the get-go. I cannot see how that could be of any concern, because it is just vitamins and minerals. If the kid eats food, then what's in biofuel is not going to cause any kind of adverse reaction, because it's just food. It's just vitamins and minerals. The only thing I'd be concerned about would be like the herbal kinds of products. But in most cases, I've had heard of very few people that would talk and, you know, that have problems. And I want to mention one thing about one of the products. Sometimes when you put things together like the BioAlert and the Get Going, there's a lot of niacin that's associated with it, and sometimes that's associated with a flushing, or like feeling a burning sensation of your face. Your face turns all red. Many people will interpret that as saying, oh, I'm allergic to this. But really, it is a reaction to the niacin. And if somebody has an allergy, that could exacerbate an allergy problem, but nobody is allergic to that. If that is something that should happen, then it's very simple. Just don't take as much. Or don't take Get Going and the Allo and the BioAlert together. They should be taken separate.
Okay. All right. Listen, I'm looking at the clock here, and we've gone a little bit longer than what we usually do on these calls. I really appreciate the questions and the comments. I hope that was helpful there for you, Angie. But we're gonna wrap this call up tonight, and want to thank everybody again for being on the call, and good night.